This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on June 28th, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are vascular disorders, oncology, stereotactic radiosurgery, and the skull base. Lack of functional patency of the lamina terminalis after fenestration following clipping of anterior circulation aneurysms. A clinical article by Mohammed Omar Chauhan and colleagues. Fenestration of the lamina terminalis during aneurysm surgery for subarachnoid hemorrhage can, in theory, improve CSF circulation from the lateral and third ventricles to the cortical subarachnoid space. This may, in turn, decrease the incidence of hydrocephalus and vasospasm. However, it is unclear whether the opening remains functionally patent when the brain resumes its normal position. The authors therefore sought to prospectively assess the functional patency of the fenestrated lamina terminalis in patients undergoing surgery for ruptured aneurysms. 17 patients consented to study participation. In the 15 patients who underwent aneurysm clipping and fenestration of the lamina terminalis, and in a control patient who underwent aneurysm clipping only, there was no evidence of contrast appearance within the basal cisterns on postoperative day 1 ventriculocisternograms. The authors conclude that routine opening of the lamina terminalis does not achieve the physiological goal of improving cisternal flow. Therefore, they suggest that reports of the beneficial effects of lamina terminalis fenestration in preventing shunt-dependent hydrocephalus and vasospasm following aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage should be taken with caution. Boron neutron capture therapy for recurrent high-grade meningiomas. A clinical article by Shinji Kawabata and co-authors. The management of high-grade meningioma, especially malignant meningioma, is very difficult. The authors applied boron neutron capture therapy for recurrent and refractory high-grade meningioma cases. Boron neutron capture therapy is a targeted radiation approach that significantly increases the therapeutic ratio compared to that of conventional radiotherapeutic modalities. 20 patients with recurrent high-grade meningioma were treated with boron neutron capture therapy. The maximum and minimum absorbed doses were 73 grays and 33 grays of X-ray equivalent dose, respectively. The mean tumor size prior to boron neutron capture therapy was 52 cubic centimeters. A mean volume reduction of 65% was achieved within only 2 months of boron neutron capture therapy. 7 of the 20 treated cases showed tumor recurrence out of the field of neutron irradiation. 3 of the 20 cases showed tumor dissemination. Only 3 of the 20 patients died due to local tumor progression. The median follow-up duration was 13 months. 6 patients are still alive at present. Median survival time after boron neutron capture therapy and diagnosis was 14 and 46 months, respectively. Boron neutron capture therapy is a new treatment concept and method, which has already been used on malignant gliomas. This study suggests that high-grade meningiomas may be even better candidates for this therapy than malignant gliomas. single-fraction radiosurgery of benign cavernous sinus meningiomas. A clinical article by Bruce Pollock and colleagues. The treatment options for patients with cavernous sinus meningiomas include observation with serial imaging, microsurgical resection, external beam radiation therapy, and stereotactic radiosurgery. In patients with small-volume benign cavernous sinus meningiomas, single-fraction stereotactic radiosurgery provides a high rate of tumor control with a low risk of cranial nerve deficits or other complications. In the 115 cases analyzed by the authors, almost one-third of pre-radiosurgery cranial nerve deficits improved after stereotactic radiosurgery. Cranial nerve improvement was more frequent in patients having radiosurgery as a primary treatment than in patients who had previously undergone resective surgery. The authors note that the treatment of patients with large cavernous sinus meningiomas generally requires multimodality therapy that includes advanced skull-base surgical techniques, stereotactic radiosurgery, and external beam radiation therapy. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.